Okay, Bashir's all the Rabbanim, Shlita. So Shavuos is coming, and we just had Parshas by Midbar, so we'll talk a little bit about that. The Torah is compared to fire. The Torah is called fire of Eish Das. Chazal say the Torah is, they quote the Pasuk and discuss, the Torah is compared to fire. The Torah is given from within fire. The Torah says a lot of times. The Torah is given from, there was a fire when Hashem gave the Torah. So I want to talk about, a little bit about the Torah and fire. Now this year was supposed to be on Lag BaOmer, but then one thing happened, and then Trump came and trumped this year, pushed us off. So I have some Lag BaOmer things also about fire that I think connects very well. You know, we light fires the night of Lag BaOmer in honor of Shimon Bar Yochai. And why do we do that? It says in the Zohar that the day that he died, there was a great fire around him when he revealed the secrets of Torah, the secrets of the Torah. And our Masorah is that he died on Lag BaOmer. It doesn't say that in the Zohar, but that's our Masorah. So therefore, we light fires in honor of that. So the idea is, this is the Pashut Pshat. The fire of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is that it was another recreation of Matan Torah. He was bringing down the Torah of the Torah Sanister. Just like there was fire at the original Matan Torah, so his revealing of the Torah, it wasn't new Matan Torah. Everything he said was part of what Moshe heard. Everything he said was part of the original Torah, but somehow it had gotten lost, it was hidden. He revealed the Torah Sanister. So just like there was fire, Bizman, the real Matan Torah, so too when there's this new Matan Torah, as well. Regular Torah is compared to fire. There's some beautiful ideas here. Lag BaOmer is connected with fire and light and fire way before Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, before he came on the scene. There's an amazing gematria that has different levels. The B'nai Yisrael says as follows. You know, during Sfira, working on our Midos, so Chazal say in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in Perek Beis, Leiv Tov is a good derech to choose, a wonderful midah, Leiv Tov. So Leiv Tov is 49, 32 and 17, it's 49. So the 49 days of Sfira work on Leiv Tov. And the B'nai Yisrael says that the Tov there refers to Torah. Ein Tov ela Torah, ki lechach Tov, nasati lechem torasi al tazov. So the Tov is the Torah. So you have 32 days of Sfira. So Lag BaOmer is the first day when there is a special focus on Torah during Sfira. Now Sfira is always about getting ready for Matan Torah, but the special focus where you focus in a more focused way on Torah starts with Tov, the beginning of Lag BaOmer. Tov is Torah, the beginning of Tov is Lag BaOmer. And the B'nai Yisrael says, if you open up the Chumash, there are 32 words in the Chumash, and the 33rd word in the Chumash is Tov. And that's a home run. So Tov is the 33rd word in the Chumash. That is Lag BaOmer, the beginning of Torah. The beginning of our focus on Matan Torah starts on Lag BaOmer, and that's why there's a tremendous connection, the B'nai Yisrael says, between fire and the light of Torah and Lag BaOmer. And on top of that, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai also had his special revealing of the secrets of Torah on Lag BaOmer. So the fires of Lag BaOmer are the fires of Torah, the ore of Torah, of the regular Torah we're getting ready for Matan Torah in a focused way, and the ore of the new Kabbalah HaTorah, not really new as I explained, but the sort of new Kabbalah HaTorah of the Torah Sanista. The Svarim say, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is a Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu. Whether it's a Gilgul or a Bechina, that's what they all say, is a Bechina. So this is the Pashup Shot. Well, if there is a Pashup Shot of that, this is the Pashup Shot, that just like Moshe brought down the Torah, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai brought down that part of the Torah as well, revealed it to us. And the Gematria of Moshe is 345. And the Gematria of Lag BaOmer without the Vav is 345. And that's not a coincidence either. And the day of Moshe's birth and Yartzeit, Zayin Adar, the day of the week, is indeed the same day of the week as Lag BaOmer. It all works out. That's what this is all. This is all in the Bnei Yisachar and in the various Sfarim. So that's the fire of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And another sefer talks about sefer Ezer Elio. It's in it's quoted that there's a concept in Torah that the top third is the most kadosh part of something. For a mezuzah, a mezuzah is supposed to be that the bottom of the mezuzah is at the beginning of the top third of the doorway. Not everyone does that, but that's what really is supposed to do. The top third is more kadosh. It says in Chazal that when Hashem gave Moshe the first luchos, whatever this means, Hashem was holding the top two tefachim, and Moshe was holding the bottom two tefachim when he handed it to him. So the top two tefachim, the top third, is the most kadosh. So the Ezer Elio says that's Lag BaOmer. It's the beginning of the top third of the sphira. That's when we're getting closer and closer to the beginning of the real kedusha of the Torah, and that's why. That's what he says. That's why we light fires on Lag BaOmer, because we're getting focused on Matan Torah. And indeed, anyone, it says in the Chazal, say in a couple of places, that when the Tanaim used to learn, there was fire there. It says in the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Kafches, Amud Aleph, he burned the birds when he was learning. So Rashi says the Malachim came together and they burnt the birds. But Tosfos says, no, it's not the Malachim, it's the Torah itself. If something, when you learn Torah and you reconnect, tap into Maimon Har Sinai, the fire of Maimon Har Sinai comes back. And Tosfos in Chagiga also says it on Daf Tesvav that when you learn Torah the right way, the Tanayim would learn, the fire of Matan Torah would come back. And the Achronim say Mefruish, they weren't learning Kabbalah. If you look in the Gemara there, that Tosfos quotes, they were learning regular Torah. So regular Torah is fire. Regular Torah is fire. And that's the pshat of Moshe Bar Yochai. And on top of that, there's also the Torah Sinister. So let's talk a little bit about Torah and fire. So what's the message of Torah being compared to fire? So the first simple message is that it's the fire, that it's the light of the fire that guides us in Olam Hazeh. Ner mitzvah v'Torah or. The Torah is the great light. Olam Hazeh is compared to Choshech. It's a very confusing place. You just don't know what to do. We live in a very, very confusing world. This is what Mesillas Yesharim says in the third parak. You're in a confusing place. It's dark outside. You don't know what to do. You can't tell. Is it a person? Is it a lamppost? You need lots and lots of Torah to guide you in Olam Hazeh to make the right decisions. The only way to survive in Olam Hazeh and make decent decisions, what to do with my life, big decisions, small decisions, is to learn a lot of Torah. It has to be the light that guides us in Olam Hazeh. Person has to say to himself, here's the Torah, here's Olam Hazeh, and somehow certain things don't seem to be the same. So do I adjust my life in Olam Hazeh to fit the Torah? That's the right approach. Or Chas V'Shalom, do I start adjusting the Torah to try to fit into what Olam Hazeh is telling me to do? Rachmano Litzlan. That's the wrong approach. The only way to survive in Olam Hazeh is to learn a lot of Torah and have the light of Torah. Baruch Simon Shlita has in his Sefer that is from Sukkim that the Torah is compared to a ner and also to an avuka. The Medrash says we'll get to is an avuka. So he quotes there from Rav Chaim Volozhiner that a torch is a big light and a ner is a little light. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says the Torah guides you for the big decisions and also for the little decisions. A big decision. A little decision. I have 20 minutes free in between classes here. What should I do now in these 20 minutes? That's a good question. Well, what would the Torah say to do now in these 20 minutes? Maybe I need a small break. Maybe I should pick up a sefer. I'll have a little mishnayos in my pocket. The Torah guides you for that as well. That's how a person is supposed to go through life. The Torah guides. It's a beautiful pshat. It's from Chaim Volozhiner. It's in Baruch Sefer on Bamidbar. The Torah guides you in the big way. It also guides the little things. You have to learn a lot. You have to learn a lot. That the Torah guides you in Olam Hazeh. And Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlita always quotes, there's a Yalkut in Tehillim. I don't know. I found it in Tough Ayin Ches. But Rav Shechter quoted it in Shin Mem Hei. And Rav Simon quoted it in Tough Ayin Hei. So I don't know, different version. But I found it in Tough Ayin Ches. The Pasuk says, Ner Luraglid Varechav Orel Nesivasi. So the Torah is a Ner. Yeah, but the Torah is also Kineret Sefer Torah Or. Is it Ner or is it Or? So the Medrash says that Or refers to a great light, like a torch. So the Medrash says, it quotes it. The Medrash says there, the Yalkut says, when you start learning, it's a Ner. And you learn a lot, and then it's an Or. And you learn a little, you have a little light. You learn a lot, you have a lot, you got to learn a lot. You have to keep on learning a lot, a lot. You have to have guidance. Olam Hazeh is a very confusing place. You have to learn a lot, and to be guided by the Torah. But it's not. That's not enough. The Torah is also compared to water in a lot of places. That's in Chazal. And the simple message, Rav Simon quotes this too, the simple message is, water symbolizes humility. Water always goes down. That's what Chazal says, water goes down. You have to be humble. Being humble means you ask advice too. People think, I'll learn and I'll decide on my own. You decide on your own. You know enough to decide on your own. The big or the little decisions, it's a huge mistake. I'm an old man, Baruch Hashem, I ask Shilas all the time. I'm asking advice, I ask my Shul Rabbi Shilas all the time. I discuss things with older people all the time. Should be asking advice from people. People that are Bali Gaiva, they never ask, they make a lot of mistakes. So you have to learn a lot, follow the light of the, and to follow the light of the Torah, you have to ask a lot as well. You have to have the anava to ask a lot as well. So that's message number one, that the Torah is compared to fire. Fire is this great light, it's also the small light, to guide us in the very confusing, what to do in Olam Hazeh? What choice should I make? What would the Torah want me to do now? And Rav Schechter always says that it's not what the Torah wants, it's what Hashem wants. He quotes Pesukim that Hashem is considered the great light. He quotes from Yeshaya. So really, the Torah reflects Hashem wisdom. So really what we're asking is, well, what Hashem want me to do now? Hashem's the guide in Olam Hazeh. This is number one, and it's a major issue. A lot of people out there run into big trouble. They're making their own decisions. They're not following the Torah anymore. You have to learn a lot. You have to know what, and you have to ask a lot. That's message number one. Okay. But the Torah is not just about how to act. It's about how to think. How to think. You have to think a certain way, too. There's a Gemara in Sota. It's a hard Gemara. The Mefarshim talk about it. I spent a lot of time in the Masifta learning all the stuff in the back. It says, an Aveira is Mechaba Mitzvah, but an Aveira is not Mechaba Torah. That's what it says. But an Aveira can somehow extinguish the Schar of a Mitzvah, but it can't extinguish the Schar of Torah. It's a very hard Gemara. A lot of Achronim say it's not literal. It doesn't distinguish a Mitzvah totally. You don't lose your Schar totally. But somehow, an Aveira can squash a Mitzvah, but it can't squash Torah. Why? So the simple deep shot that they give, they quote the Maharal, that mitzvos you do with actions, most Averas are actions, so the action of the Avera cancels the action of the mitzvah. The Torah is in your mind. Torah is intellectual. Torah is in your mind. It's not something physical, it's up there in your mind, so the Avera doesn't cancel the Torah. So the Torah teaches you how to think. But you are supposed to think a certain way. About the years that Rav Ron Shlita talks about importance of learning Gemara, because when you learn Gemara, you learn how Chazal think about things. It's very healthy to learn how. That's why the Gemara has all these questions, and it raises the obvious question, and then knocks it off and goes through every step of the way. You're learning how to think. A Jew should think a certain way. You have to know how to think properly. The thoughts eventually affect your actions, and the world is very confused now. People think weird things. Mike Pence is the present vice president. It would be the president soon, whether that's my mother's dream, but anyway, that's another discussion. But so Mike Pence basically keeps the laws of Yichud. Keeps the laws of Yichud. So it was in the papers. More or less. He won't have a meeting with a woman in his office at night if no one else is around. And there's a chumrah in the laws of Yichud. He won't drink wine at a dinner if his wife's not present. That's Mike Pence. Okay, pretty good. He was made fun of. In the left-wing liberal press, he was made fun of because he's keeping women down. What if a woman wants to make progress in her job and to move up in the world of politics, and because she can't have a meeting at night with Mike Pence? So, okay, so he was made fun of. So Mike Pence, good guy, is made fun of because he keeps the laws of Yichud and tries to be a little moral. Okay, so this is the obituary of B.B. King. I'm not sure why I read it. It was definitely Bittul Torah when I read it, so whatever, but I'm trying to maybe undo the Bittul Torah. B.B. King was a blues music legend. and he died at the age of 89. Whew. Arichlis Yami. So he was in the Rock Hall of Fame in 1986. It was, okay. The blues had lost its king, and America has lost a legend, U.S. President Barack Obama said in a statement. He sang Sweet Home Chicago with King at the White House Blues concert 3 years ago. BB may be gone, but that thrill will be with us forever, Obama said. Luminaries from the Music World paid tribute. This music is almost a thing of the past now. It's a pure way like BB King did. He was a beacon for all of us who love this kind of music, and I thank him at the bottom of my heart. Oh, Chicago Blues veteran Buddy Guy described King, this is a good one, as the greatest guy I ever met. We'll get to this later. We'll see who else he met. Okay, well, the greatest guy I ever met. The 20 God of the Guitar, BB King, all these great things. He was a good guy. The greatest guy I've met, Obama liked him a lot. He was a legend in the blues world. Audiences all over the world. He toured until his 80s. He won 15 Grammys, etc., etc. The last two sentences. His two marriages ended in divorce with no children, but he acknowledged fathering 15 children with different women. I'm not an animal guy. I think most animals are more faithful than that. It's strange. He was the greatest guy you ever met. Now, this is the greatest guy you ever met. It says here, 15 children with different women, but not. No, he wasn't zochel with his own children, with his own wives. Okay, he was busy. Whatever. He had no time. Now again, this one example. This is insane. Mike Pence is a bad guy, and he's the greatest guy I've met. Yeah. But you should say no. Now, you shouldn't read this. But we're exposed to this all the time. You hear people, you know, oh, this guy, it's a manuva mamish. You have to learn, you have to think like a Jew. A Jew should say no. So, and this happens, this comes up all the time. LT, he's before your time. LT, Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor, LT. He broke Theismann's leg, the whole thing. LT, Lawrence Taylor. Rebbe, LT. LT made right tackles. Thank you. LT made left tackles very rich. Very rich. It's a whole thing. LT made left tackles very rich. Okay, that's a whole other story. So, he's chazi. No, he's not. So he plays. He played football sort of well for a while. I'm a Redskins fan, not a Giants fan. He was the enemy, but okay, still. You have to think like a Jew, and the only way to think clearly like a Jew is to learn, especially learn a lot of Gemara. You have to learn Torah and learn Gemara. And people go through life, and they start thinking, oh, this is sort of okay to read this. Yeah, Mike Pence, maybe he's not a good guy. Maybe he keeps the laws of Yichud, unbelievable. In the modern world, he tries to keep the laws of Yichud, unbelievable. So in the Orthodox press praised him, like they should have. He was in the newspapers. So the only chance you have of thinking the way a Jew is supposed to think is to learn a lot of Torah. You have to keep on learning after you leave here. Fantasy football is very complicated. Whew, it's complicated, fantasy football. If the running back's injured, that means, ooh, the wide receiver is probably get more passes then. So get the wide receivers in. So check if our running back's injured. Or if the defensive lineman is injured, oh, then if the guy can run up the middle, suddenly everything's complicated. If the left tackle is injured, then who knows? It's very. I'm Baruch Hashem. If I had fantasy football when I was in high school, I wouldn't have learned at all. I wouldn't have done anything. My whole life would have been. I mean, it's unbelievable. The complexity is unbelievable. It's complex, but it doesn't train you how to think like a Jew. Only Torah does that, especially Gemara. Only Torah does that. You have to say, "Oh, this is disgusting," and Mike Pence is a good guy. And you have to think, because it affects your actions ultimately. It affects your actions. So number two, the Torah is intellectual. It trains you how to think. That's the pshat, that it's not mechaber, a nevir is not mechaber Torah, the Maral says. You have to think like a Jew your whole life. You think like a Jew. And the only way to do this is keep on learning a lot after you leave here. Okay, the Torah is compared to fire. So Avolbi Zatzal says in the Elie Shur, that the fire, symbolism of fire is fire always crackles upwards, jumping upwards. That's what he says. So it's a symbol that a Talmud Chacham with the Torah is always trying to go higher and higher, higher levels. That's what he says. There's a phrase in Chazal called a Ben Aliyah. You're a Ben Aliyah. You're trying to go up. So your goal has to be to grow in Ruchnius. To grow in Ruchnius. A lot of you were here for 2 years. This shouldn't be like the top, the peak. Rav Shai Shlita talks about this. This should be the beginning of, to keep on growing. And keep on working hard and growing. You keep on learning, you'll grow. It's not that, oh, my peak was in yeshiva and I try to hang on. No. There are guys, they go on to YU, they go on to Landers, and they learn and they steig and they grow. Other places as well, Shayashiv and Queens, things like that. And they grow. You want to keep on growing. Be a Ben Aliyah. It's interesting. Ben Aliyah, the phrase is used in Chazal by Shimon Bar Yochai. So that's an interesting connection. Maybe that's a special connection to fire. I'm not sure. It's a very important idea. These 2 years are not the peak. They can't be the peak. And the only way to keep on growing is with lots of learning. And stay connected with the fire of Torah, lots of learning. That's a third point. The connection with Torah. With fire. A fourth point, this I didn't see in the Sfarim, so I'm not sure it's true about fire. The idea of spreading Torah. You have it by water. The Torah is compared to water also. And the Psukim in Mishlei talk about a bor and a be'er. Be a pit and be a spring. So Chazal say, gather a lot of Torah and then spread it. Gather the water, then spread it. So fire spreads a lot. So you have to spread the fire of Torah as well. I didn't see that in our Sefer yet, so I'm not sure the fire part is true, but the water part is in Chazal. You have to be the leaders. You learn a lot. You have to learn a lot. You have to spread Torah. You give a shiur in your neighborhood. Offer to give a shiur in your shul on Shabbos to a teenage guy, to your younger guys. Or, it's not just giving a shiur. You're in YU, you're in Landers. You go to shiur. You go to Seder. When you're going to Seder, you affect the whole environment. When you go to shiur, it affects the whole environment. You're spreading Torah. When you go to Seder, even though you have a final the next day, you're spreading Torah. Because you're creating a better environment in YU, in Landers, for everyone to be in. And that's what you got in these 2 years. The ability and the motivation to do it. And you have to do it. You have to be there every night at night Seder. Every night. There are guys here, they said, Rebbe, thank you. You told us, you've got to be a night Seder every night in YU or else it turns into a high school again. And they do it every night. Every night. There are some guys here right now who do it every night. They have to spread Torah. This also connects to Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, they all died in just this time of the year. So the Gemara just says, an old kovet zeb zeb. But the Medrash says more. Everyone quotes the Medrash, all the Achronim. The Medrash says they were tzarayim. They were narrow. They were stingy with their Torah. They didn't want to share their Torah with others. So Rabbi Akiva noticed this. And that's why the Medrash says with his 5 new Talmidim, said, you spread Torah everywhere. And they did. Rabbi Akiva was the ultimate Mechane. Chazal, as far as I know. The Mefarshim don't blame him for just the opposite. It was at a, his Talmidim were very high level, very big tzaddikim. It was a very, very chutasaira, a very small thing that they did wrong. And Hashem punished them severely because of their high level. And he understood what the issue was, and he corrected it with his 5 new Talmidim. You have to spread Torah. And by going to Seder every day, and going to Shir every day, and if you're able to, giving a Shir here, you guys can be the leaders. You're given a lot in these 2 years. You have to take advantage. So these are some ideas of connecting Torah and fire. 2 more things. So Parshas Bamidbar almost always comes out right before Shavuos. So why is that? So there are many pshat. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says the following pshat, because we're counted in Bamidbar. And Rav Moshe talks about different types of chataim. There's a chait from taiva, and there's a chait from anava, he calls it. A chait from anava, humility. I'm nothing. My Torah matters. You have these big people learning. Each person says, oh, what I do doesn't really matter in the big picture. So Hashem says, you were counted. Everyone gave a half shekel. The Gadol Dor gave a half shekel, and a regular Jew gave a half shekel. The message is, every person has what to contribute. On one level, you're supposed to do your job, whatever your job is, and your job counts in Hashem's eyes. The word count, by the way. When you count something, like you count 1, 2, 3, also in English, like your count, like count me in. I'm important. Do I count? It fits very nicely that the word count, which means to count numbers, also means a level of importance. So Moshe says we always count the Nei Yisrael right before Shavuos to know Everyone's Torah counts. Don't sell yourself short. Hashem wants your Torah as well. People, this happens all the time. Oh, I'm not learning the highest levels. You learn super Iyun, or my learning's rigged. You learn, oh, it doesn't. Or I don't know, Pshat in some of the lines of the Gemara, and I don't really get it. You learn as well as you can. Hashem loves your Torah. Hashem loves your Torah. And this is the story of Arturo Tuscanini. Arturo Tuscanini, I assume one person, I don't know who he is. I assume one person here knows who he is, maybe? Good. Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. So two people, okay? So, conductor. So I apologize. Okay, so okay, you all know him. Like, I'm the only one cultured. I'm sorry. Okay, rappers in. He was a conductor. He was a conductor. He was a conductor. Big conductor, famous conductor. So he wrote a biography. Now these guys don't know how to write, so they got a ghostwriter. So a ghostwriter means that you go to the guy. He talks to you. The ghostwriter interviews you, and then he writes a biography based on what you said. So one night, Tuscanini says to his guy, "Listen, I can't have an interview tonight because I have to listen to a certain symphony. I was supposed to be the conductor, but I couldn't make it. So I want to listen to it." So this is like the Stone Age, and now they'd watch it on YouTube, but they'd watch it live on on their phones. So they sat down by a radio to listen to the symphony. There's a background that I left out, so let me do the background first. I did the wrong order. Okay, anyway. So let me do the background first. Rav Pesach Ron, Shlita, told this story as follows. A yeshiva was up in the mountains in America, and an old man came in, and he was learning there in the same base medrash. So they went over and said, "Hello, who are you?" He said, "I'm an old man, and I'm done working on an altar, and I'm not trying to have so much time left, so I'm going to learn now." So he starts learning, and he's learning there in the same built base medrash as this big yeshiva. Then a couple days later, they noticed he was depressed. So they asked him, what's wrong? He said, "Look, you guys are learning Tosfos and the Rambam, the Ritva, and I'm barely getting through the Gemara with the Rashi. My learning's not the real learning." That's the back. So one of the guys there then told him this story. Okay. So Tuscanini's there with his ghostwriter, and they're listening to the symphony. And they listen an hour and a half, whatever it is, and now it's over. And the writer says to Tuscanini, "New, what do you think of it?" He probably didn't say new. He said, "What do you think of it?" He said, "Oh, it's terrible." He said, "What did it go? There was a violinist missing. There were only 14 violins, not 15. He said, "What do you mean? You can tell we're 6,000 miles away listening on the radio?" He says, "There are only 14 violins. Should have been 15th violinist there. Something was missing in the symphony." So the guy did his research, made a couple of phone calls, and it turns out that one of the violinists was sick, got sick the last day right before. They couldn't find a replacement, and there was one violinist missing. So Tuscanini heard on the radio, 6,000 miles away, that one violinist was missing. That's the mashal. So the nimshal is, we're all learning Torah. We're playing in Hashem's symphony. Hashem loves the music of Torah. Hashem's dancing for joy. Malachim dance. If you look in the Nefesh HaChaim, the whole world's going crazy up in all these spiritual worlds going crazy in Shemayim when we learn Torah. And every person is part of the symphony. And everyone is playing his role. You might be the main pianist. You might be the 15th violinist. You've got to learn your Torah and be part of Hashem's symphony. Everyone, that's why we're counted before Shavuos. That each person has his role right now. You guys, a lot of you are mastering Megillah, the Kiyas with Chazara. It's a tremendous thing. A tremendous thing. Each person plays his role. Some guys three times, some guys seven times. You got to fit what your role is and do that. And finally, and with this we'll close, Bezus Hashem, I want to give you the gold coin mashal. I heard this mashal from Rav Meishel, Rav Chaim Malinowitz Shlita, and I hold it's a very good mashal. I hold the Chavetz Chaim would have said this mashal, except he didn't have soda machines. Okay. So here's the mashal. The guy's walking along, hot day like today, and he sees a gold coin on the floor. Picks it up. Wow, no simon. I got it. $10,000 gold coin. Thank you, Hashem. $10,000 gold coin. Keeps on walking along. It's really hot. He's thirsty. He says, "Oh, wow, I'm really thirsty. I need a drink." And he passes by a soda machine. And this gold coin is exactly the same size, shape, and weight as 5 shekel piece. Oh! Puts the gold coin in the slot, 5 shekel, gets the water, thank you, Hashem, for the bottle of water on a hot day. Wonder, thank you, Hashem. Fool, he just wasted $10,000 on a water bottle. That's the mashal. Okay. The nimshal is, if Hashem gives you a gold coin, don't waste it on a soda. Hashem gave you 2 years. 2 years. In the yeshiva right here with Tzaddikim, Yisarav Nevensal, came out every single day. Well, the big 2 years. And there are guys who, unfortunately, this is the minority. Baruch Hashem, it's the minority. There are guys that go back, and by a year or two later, this wears off, that wears off, and then suddenly, don't be those guys. Those guys, unfortunately, they're wasted. It's always good to learn. You got the water bottle on a hot day. What a waste to waste 2 years. The ability to learn, the passion, the motivation. Don't waste the 2 years on a bottle of water when Hashem gives you a gold coin. We all should be zocha to head up into Shavuos, be makabel the Torah anew, and apply in our own lives the fire of Torah. And let's not forget that Hashem's listening to our music, whether we're the main guy in the front or the 15th violinist. And we'll stop here. Okay. So let's read what B'nai Yisachar says. He makes it clear that Lag BaOmer is the beginning of the Or of Torah, of the Tov, the Or of the regular Torah. And then also on that day, Hashem Baruch Hu is born. U'bezeh tovin minag Yisrael Torahu, v'hadlik neros u'me'oros b'yom zeh, l'chvod ha'or ki tov, shemaschil l'hisnoseitz, b'yom zeh yakar Lag BaOmer, tov yamim kodem matan Torah. Ve l'chvod nishmas mor ha'Torah, Botzina Kedisha Asher Niskal B'Yom Hazeh U'V'Yom Hazeh Olish Shmei Maromim V'Yom Dilula Dilei L'Ro Nisav Neilech. Similarly, the Sefer Ezer Elio writes explicitly that the idea of being Mar Ben Neiros of Lag BaOmer is not based only on Hashem Baruch Hu. But even without that, the last third of Sefira is the time to focus on the light of Torah. And he writes that the Shlisha Elyon is the higher level of Kedusha, as I explained. And he says, Hinei b'Sefira gamken ha-Shlisha Acharon ha-Samuch l'matan Torah yesh lo shaychut v'tzeruf l'matan Torah u'bo marchil hitnotetzut me'matan Torah v'ze marchil b'yom Lag BaOmer. V'hine le'acharei sfirat lamed beis, that's the lev, matchil shlish ha'elyon. V'zeu ha'inyan shemadlikin harbe neiros b'Lag BaOmer al derech maimer chazal Megillah 16b lahudim haisa orazu Torah laroshem yom zeh matchil lahir or Torah. Well, again, nothing to do with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Just that it works out. On top of that, Hashem worked it out that just like the regular Torah Hanigla, the extra focus starts on Lag BaOmer, so too the other Matan Torah, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Matan Torah, also began or was on Lag BaOmer.